So here we are, 27 years later. And I spent 7 years. We had a virtual vihara going where Ajahn Amru would come every summer with a monk or a layperson. And we would be either at Duncan Street or at Mark's house. And then we graduated kind of up the coast. We went up with a 101. We went to Novato and then Bell Springs Road up in Laytonville. And we started doing retreats. And somehow, bless Debbie Stamp's heart, who's out there, Dob, Ajahn Sumedho suggested that Debbie Stamp and I co-manage a retreat. And I think that was only because I had gone on a 17-day retreat the year prior. And the silence part, not so good at that. So he said, why don't you manage this? And I said, that would be great because then I could talk to people if I needed to. So Debbie and I managed several of the retreats at the City of 10,000 Buddhas and continued to support the monastic, the monks that were coming during the summer. And then eventually we were at the City of 10,000 Buddhas. And I remember this so clearly because for some reason, Ajahn Sumedho and I spent about 5 Father's Days together. And it was a tradition in our family for Father's Day to buy your father a tie, and I just started buying Ajahn Sumedho ties for Father's Day. And this was, I think, one of the first times this happened. And so we were at the City of 10,000 Buddhas, and Debbie Stamp and I were there. And I can't remember the monk's name from Italy, but he had also joined us that summer. And, yes, Tanavaro. And so we were sitting in the room waiting for Skip, the real estate agent, to come over. And I offered Ajahn Sumedho his Father's Day gift. And he put it on. He looked great in a tie. And Skip came in with a tie also. And I'll never forget the difference because Ajahn Sumedho's tie was so long with his robes. And Skip's tie came up to like here. And they went off, and they came here to this land that Master Hua had offered. And there was, I think, 125 acres of poison oak, a small house, and somebody had slashed through what was a road. And the monastery was established, and it was just a remarkable thing. I pretty much opted out of the board at that point because it was time for other people to participate. But those 7 years were integral in both my ability to manage those deaths of friends and people whose hearts and minds were so connected to mine, and to find a community of people, including the nuns. And Sister Sundra was one of the first nuns that I met, and we have been fast friends ever since, though we rarely see each other. It was just such an amazing opportunity to meet people that I would never, ever have met. And I would have to guess that I just am so grateful for the patience. I was not, if there is a typical type of Buddhist person that comes to a monastery, I was not it. And at Abhayagiri and at Amaravati, they were extremely patient with my, I loved the Christian monk that was just talking, because I'm like, I'm your people. Sort of the dirty kind of rolling around in it. And I just loved that he spoke, because the reason that I met this whole community was because I went to find my Christian roots, and to have him here speaking just moments before I was going to speak was really beautiful for me. To see so many people's lives be enriched by those crazy, crazy meetings we would have at Mark's house. We would be arguing, like you would think, like we were in divorce court or something some of those days. And it was a group of people, the combination, somehow we ended up landing like incredibly grounded, but like with aspirations that shot to the sky. And this is the result of that. And I have to say, I haven't been here in 10 years. I don't want to spoil them, but I've only come in the last 10 years for the 10-year anniversary, and then here, and I'm just stunned. I'm just stunned at the growth and the amount of monastics that have been able to ordain here, and the amount of lay people that have been able to come and hear the Dharma and be in a community together. And there is just something that it just makes me want to cry, and I'm almost speechless, but not quite. Thank you all. Thank you.